Are you ready, Flyer fans? It's the Flyer Insider, a weekly look at UD Athletics with comments from men's head basketball coach Anthony Grant. The Flyer Insider Show, presented by Bud Light. Tonight's show is brought to you by
Frickers. For over 30 years has been the home of fun, food, sports, and spirits.
Bud Light, America's favorite light lager.
Premier Health, proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/UD.
Logan AC and Heat Services, the official heating and cooling partner of the UD Flyers, helping fans stay comfortable all season long. And by
Alta Fiber, official partner of the Dayton Flyers and proud supporter of the Dayton community.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Now here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Frickers on Woodman Drive. Frickers, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits, and your home of the Flyer Insider. Every Monday night, 7 to 8 during the Dayton basketball season. As we talk a little Dayton basketball here tonight, we've got a special guest with us, sophomore guard Kobe Brea, here with us at Frickers. Thank you. Thank you. Also, soon-to-be UD Hall of Famer, Brooks Hall. He got the word this week. He'll go into the University of Dayton Athletic Hall of Fame coming up at halftime of the George Mason game. That's later on this year. So we're going to be talking to those guys, of course, looking back at a win on Saturday night over Wyoming, looking ahead, one more non-conference game coming up tomorrow night against Alcorn State, and then a little Christmas break. We'll see where the Dayton basketball team is. And earlier today, had a chance to visit with head coach Anthony Grant as we got caught up on Dayton coming off that win in Chicago.
Well, Coach, Saturday was a big day for you. First of all, your son Preston got his degree. You got to see that, and the Dayton Flyers beat Wyoming. That's about as good a Saturday as you could imagine.
Yeah, I was really happy. Larry, obviously, you know, for my family and I, you know, to be able to share that moment with my son was really special. And so thankful, you know, for everybody that allowed that to happen and participated in making that happen for us. And then obviously to be able to make it to Chicago and, you know, the obviously the game itself went in our favor, but to see so many Flyer fans out there supporting our team was great to see as well. So we're glad that we were able to come out with the win and do it in a fashion that continues to move the needle for us to continue to grow and get better as a team.
Yeah, and that brings me to my next point. In having had a chance to reflect upon the game, and there's a lot of good things that happened, a lot of good play from a lot of people, but the one word that strikes me would be growth. Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, you always hear me say, Larry, every game has a life of its own. You know, so I thought from a scouting report standpoint, from the things that we needed to do in that game, we did a really good job. I thought our ability to understand who they were as a team and try to take some of those things away from them from a defensive standpoint was really good. And then also understanding who we are. That's the growth, I think, that I'm more interested in, is us understanding what allows us to have success. So we made some strides in the right direction in understanding that. On Saturday.
After the game, you brought up something that I think really bears repeating, is that Tamani Kamara is doing some things that are really special all over the court, but particularly at the defensive end. You know, how remarkable is it what he's doing for this team right now?
Yeah, well, Larry, my whole point is, I think, you know, just obviously to acknowledge the fact that I think we have one of the more versatile defenders in the country in Tumani Kamara, and, you know, what he's able to do, it's not very easy to do, you know, to be able to really effectively defend all five positions on the floor, you know, based on, you know, obviously the opponent's personnel, but to see that versatility is rare, you know, so I just want to make sure that we acknowledge that and you know, obviously let him know how much myself, staff, or his teammates, everybody appreciates those efforts, because it makes a huge difference for us.
Well, it's important to publicly acknowledge what he's doing you know, within the confines of the program. And when you're, you know, when you're looking at tape, looking at film, when you're coaching guys up, is, I mean, do you use an individual's performance as an example for his teammates to, you know, without embarrassing him, but to say, all right, look what Tamani did right there. Is he able to be a part of teaching moments?
Well, I mean, the whole team is always a part of those moments because that's what we're going through. We're going through every game as a learning opportunity. So, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, that's unique for anybody, you know, whether it's a good play, a bad play. And the thing we try to stress is that, you know, what we show is not necessarily to point a finger or to say this is unique for any individual, but this is kind of what the team needs for us to continue to move the needle forward. So we try to definitely take advantage of those opportunities to learn through film and through those teachable moments.
Speaking of opportunities, you have one more opportunity to, you know, move the needle to take this team forward in non-conference play before conference play begins tomorrow night. And, you know, how important is it, you know, for everyone, yourself and the guys and the staff, to take some momentum into a few days off before conference play begins?
Well, this is a huge game. You know, this is the next one on our schedule. So we've got to be locked in to Alcorn. You know, they're one of the more disruptive defensive teams that will have played in the non-conference. They'll mix their defenses up quite a bit, and they're a team that, wants their defense to create offense. They've got the ability with the number of guys that play to pressure you 94 feet for the whole game. So, you know, our focus has got to be taking care of the ball, making sure we get good shots, and then taking away those easy opportunities for them that they can generate when they turn you over.
All right, Coach. Well, all the best in preparation for that, and we'll see you tomorrow night at the arena.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
All right, that's head coach Anthony Grant from earlier today. Dayton taking on Alcorn State tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and that's the final non-conference game before conference play begins after Christmas on December 28th. As promised, we are joined here tonight by Brooks Hall, who worked alongside me for the game on Saturday at in Chicago against Wyoming, and you'll be with me again tomorrow night for the Alcorn State game, and Kobe Brea, sophomore guard out of Washington Heights, New York, New York City, and coming off, your best game so far this season, let's be honest, because you just had a hard time kind of getting your feet underneath you. 28 minutes, 10 points, 4 assists, only 1 turnover, and actually playing most of those 28 minutes as, for lack of a better term, the point guard for Dayton. Did it feel good to just be out there and to finally get be yourself?
Honestly, it just felt great. Honestly, I never take this game for granted. Just to be able to play the game of basketball, especially at that arena with Flyer faithful there, it was honestly amazing. Like you said, it was probably my best game. So just to have that heading into this next game before going into conference, it was something that was needed.
Well, you know, let's talk about the fan. I mean, we had a great fan turnout there. It was incredible. And, you know, you had that that weird situation that you came in and your very first year you're playing in virtually an empty arena. So you're like, okay, I heard that Dayton fans are okay. And then last year you get introduced to it. Was it what you thought it would be, or is it more? What's the experience like?
More. You know, just it's a different feeling. I came on a visit before my freshman year, and I was able to experience it, you know, off the court and just to see it. And then, like you said, my freshman year, I wasn't able to experience it on the court. And then for last year, it was honestly that no words can describe it, you know, just to be on the court physically and to experience that type of energy that the crowd brings to us every day. And that's something that we always appreciate because we know that we're going to get those 13,000 fans every single night.
Yeah, and you got that taste of how Dayton travels last year down to Orlando. And, you guys beat Kansas, and I don't know if most of it to this day really understands what he did. I mean, as far as securing his name in Dayton lore, but I'm going to embarrass you a little bit, perhaps. We were talking the next day after the Kansas game, and Kansas guys had said, who's someone on this Dayton team that I need to know about that maybe I don't know about? And I said, well, Kobe Brea is going to he can make deep threes. And if Dayton wins tomorrow, it'll be because Kobe Brea made some deep threes. And, well, lo and behold, you did that. And I was telling you about that conversation I had with the Kansas broadcasters, and you looked at me and you said, so are you, like, with us? Because, you know, the poor guy had, you know, the year before, you know, everyone was in isolation. He had no idea, you know, I was just some guy that showed up, started talking to him. So, you know, it was an unusual start that freshman year. But, you know, now things are a whole lot different. You're able to kind of bask in that relationship that you've got with the Flyer faithful. And I thought you guys, and Coach was appreciative, but you guys coming out just thanking the fans afterwards, I thought that was really big.
Yeah, like I said, you know, there's nothing like it. And the fact that we know that we're going to have 13,000 people at home, and then we travel, and it's like we're bringing the pack with us every game, you know what I mean? So we had most of that arena filled with just our fans, and it makes every game feel like a home game. You know, we're away, but we're really not. So that helps us tremendously on the court and off the court as well, just having that emotional support. And it's something that we never take for granted.
Yeah, in talking Saturday, the Wyoming radio crew, they said, yeah, we were out on the town last night. We ran into a lot of your fans. I was not surprised. We'll have more with Kobe Brea, also Brooks Hall. We're talking Dayton basketball. We are having a great time here at Frickers, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits, and the Flyer Insider Show.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
Goody, let's go ED. Hey, Flyer fans, this is Sarah Tanner. My dad can save your dad big bucks on utility bills. That's why I just call my dad, Tom Tanner, at Tanner Heating and Air Conditioning, and start saving now.
Okay, Sarah, what's the cheer?
Let's go, Flyers! Let's go, Flyers!
Sarah, what else can we cheer about?
Tanner Heating and Air Conditioning.
Where design and installation is the difference, call Tanner today, 299-2500.
Tanner Heating and Air Conditioning, a name you can trust.
Hi, it's Larry Hansgen for Integrity Water Solutions. Water's used for everything. That's why it's important for it to be the best it can be. If you're tired of scum in the shower, dry, itchy skin, filmy dishes, and replacing appliances, it's time to call the water experts at Integrity Water Solutions, your local Connecticut dealer. Treat your water with integrity. For better water, better life. Call 937-320-7460 or schedule an appointment online at integritywtr.com.
Any Flyer fan can tell you the path to success is about playing smart, working as a team, and sticking to the fundamentals. The same principles hold true for a successful investment plan. At the Callahan Financial Management Group, our approach is centered around a team that focuses on exceptional service and a great client experience. Call us at 937-432-9100 and discover how our tailored approach can change your game.
Investment products and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC. Member SIPC. Callahan Financial Management Group is a separate entity from WFAFN.
I'm Larry Hansgen. I'm the voice of the Flyers, calling basketball games since 1982. I had had back issues in the past. I would be okay during the course of the broadcast, and then I'd have to get up out of that chair. And oh boy, was that tough. I've seen what Premier has done for Dayton athletes through the years, so when I needed help, that was the first place I turned. What a change.
To find an orthopedic specialist and make an appointment, visit premierhealth.com/ortho.
You should not have to live with pain.
For 50 years, McGowan Brabender has been a proud part of the Dayton community and an excited sponsor of the UD basketball team. This season promises to be one of the best yet, and as a member of the Flyer faithful, we need you to show up as the sixth man to every single game. When it comes to basketball, the UD Flyers are second to none, and in McGowan Brabender, we're no different. If you need help with your employee benefits, we'll be here for you both now and after every victory. So buckle up, Flyer Nation. We're flying first class this season. Go McGowan Brabender, and go Flyers!
Take action and schedule your free estimate today and have your new furnace installed tomorrow with next day installation from Logan Services. Financing is available now, 0% APR for 72 months, and save up to $1,500 on a qualifying train system. It's hard to stop a train. Visit our website for coupons and freebies and get fast, friendly service from Logan Services.
you said goodbye and happily handed your keys over for a good cause. After the friendly tow truck driver came and took her away, she got a lot of attention. Then one special day, someone new saw her potential and decided to take her home. And the best part, you donated, they purchased, and people's lives were changed. Thanks to you, the funds generated stay right here to support the more than 40 programs that help your neighbors get their independence back. Help us change I can to I can. The Goodwill Auto Auction. Call 228-AUTO today.
Introducing Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. Classic Cola, Cherry Cola, Citrus Soda, and Orange Soda. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda. All with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Ah. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
Technology lets you check out faster.
Insert card or tap to pay. Please wait for receipt.
But to help your teams work faster, you need more than technology. You need CDW to implement Adobe Acrobat Pro. It allows unlimited e-signatures, drives efficiency across devices, and offers greater reliability than paper-based workflows.
Please load more receipt paper.
Adobe makes paperless efficiency possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/acrobat.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies as we continue through this evening. Temperatures dropping back into the 20s. I'm Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydags on Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen.
And we're back here at Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun food, sports, and spirits. Also, the Flyer Insider Show, Monday night, 7 to 8. We will not be here next week, though. A little time off for Christmas. We're taking more time off for Christmas than the Dayton basketball team will, because we found out they're going to be back on Christmas Day, actually, practicing to get ready for Duquesne in the A-10 opener. Kobe Brea is with us, and Kobe, it's good to have you here. It's good to see you smiling. It's good to be talking about, you know, 28 minutes of basketball under your belt in one game, because I know it's been a rough off-season, preseason, start to the season, but how you feeling now?
I'm feeling great, honestly. Like, words can't describe how good I feel right now, but it's just having a level of patience with myself. I knew that everything was going to take time, and it's starting to unfold, game by game. Things are getting better, and I know there's still a lot left to come, so I'm just trying to be patient with myself, and I think everything's going to be all right.
You're a shooter. And an elite shooter. You've got a skill set that is special, and the shots have started to fall for you. Last two games now, it began UNC Asheville, and then obviously on Saturday against Wyoming. But I'll go back to a week prior to that game at the arena when the shots didn't fall for you, but I saw teammates. I saw coaching staff, I saw Coach Grant just look at you and say, just keep shooting, keep shooting. What's it mean that they've got confidence in you regardless?
It means the world to me because, not only as a shooter but just as a player, all you want is that trust from your teammates and your coaches. They're the guys that are with you every day. They see all the work that you put in, and I feel like I have their respect, and I definitely have, I gave them respect as well, because as soon as we get out on the court, they're looking for me, and they give me the ball with confidence. And, the entire staff, the players, everybody, they all have a level of trust in me. And I really appreciate that because, coming from what I've come through, it's been a pretty hard path. And to finally get here and, for them to embrace me like that, it definitely helps a lot.
Brooks was on the call on Saturday. And Brooks, at one point in time, you said, I'm about ready to say that Kobe Brea is back. And then later on, you said he's back.
He's back.
What was it that told you he's back?
So we were talking off the air, and me, one of the things I did well, I was a shooter back in the day, and so I recognized, I knew before, one thing I always appreciated about your jump shooting ability is you're always under control. There's no such thing as a contested shot with you. You don't get sped up on your shot, right? And the first couple games back, we talked about it, admittedly, right? I could see you were rushing it, and it was just your rhythm was off. And you look so poised and under control on your shot in Chicago, and it was a particular play where you pulled up off the bounce, a tough step back, and it was a tough shot for most people. But for you, I saw that rhythm and patience with your shot. So what – it was very hard sitting out and watching your brother struggle and all that. And so first of all, how hard was that? I want people to really understand how hard it was and all these expectations, top 25 and all this, and we're not full strength, and you're sitting there and can't do anything about it. What kept you engaged? And then we'll talk about, you know, now that you're back, you're still not 100, you know, you're still working yourself back into shape, but what kept you engaged while you're watching your brother struggle and you couldn't do anything about it?
Man, it's really hard to put into words because, you know, whether I was on the bench or whether I was at home watching through the TV in the Bahamas, like, to see all the expectations that we had and, you know, even for ourselves, like, we all thought we were going to, you know, start off having a great year, but it didn't go that way. And to see it from the outside, it really hurt because, you know, I at least would like to have been there for their support, you know what I mean? Like, maybe I can't play, but I'm at least there, you know, like, keep that heads up, everything's going to be all right. And, you know, I could send a text, but it's not going to have the same effect as being there in person, you know what I mean? So it's really hard. And then, you know, now to finally be able to play on the court and, you know, things are finally starting to get a little better now. Just trying to keep everybody motivated and just know that we still have so much more to go. You know, like, what happened in the beginning isn't going to determine what's going to happen for us in the end.
So now you're back. You said we're back and we're starting to get it going a little bit. We all see it. Something has clicked. Something's changed. Now we know that Kobe, Elvis, we know Malachi's going to be out for an extended period of time. You know, speedy recovery. We pray for all that. Yes, sir. But we see that this group now, we see what the core is going to be. Why do you think this group is going to continue to play at this level? What is it about these seven, eight guys that are playing that you believe this isn't a fluke? This is kind of going to be what we do.
I feel like it's just that, you know, we're playing for each other. You know, there's no individual in our team that's only looking for themselves. We're all playing as one. And I feel like that's something that on every team, it takes them a long way. And, you know, to carry on from that, I feel like we're also starting to learn each other, you know, playing with each other. We're finally starting to build some consistency together, just the practices and all the work that we put in. Even that 1 week, you know, waiting for before we went to Chicago, I feel like that really helped us because we needed that time as a group to kind of just, you know, figure each other out a little bit. You know, I know for me, being out for the time that I was, you know, new guys are on the court now and they're not able to really experience what it is like for me to be on the court with them as well. So they kind of had to learn my game and, you know, just for me to have to get back into the rhythm with them as well. And I feel like, you know, that can be really hard, but I feel like we're starting to pick it up.
You know, I don't mean to sound like the old man saying, hey, you kids get off my lawn, but generationally, there are some people that I'm sure are fans who are with us tonight here at Vickers are listening. You know, you see it in the workplace where someone says, well, wait a second, that's not my job. This is not what I signed up for, things of that nature. But one of the things I'm seeing in this current group of Flyers, and yourself included, Kobe, is not that attitude. I don't see you looking over at the bench saying, Coach, I didn't sign up to be the point guard on this team. But lo and behold, you're out there playing 28 minutes, largely as the primary ball handler, 4 assists, only 1 turnover, 28 minutes, because – You did it because it's what your teammates needed. That's a great attitude on your part, but I don't think you're alone. I think the rest of the guys, what Tumani does defensively, that's indicative of someone saying, well, my job is to do whatever is needed.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, just everybody being able to embrace the role that they're being given now, you know, it might not have been the role that they wanted or that they expected to play, but it's just about what's needed, you know. So right now we're kind of short on our guards and, like you said, you know, Mally and Kobe not being here to speed recovery for them. But now we still have to move on to the next team, you know, find out a way to still be effective on the court. And, you know, with Mike being in that foul trouble last game and me having to take that role, I feel like, you know, like I said before, whatever the coaches need, that's what we're going to do. So if they need me at the point guard, then I'll do that. Tamani, I'm just so glad he's finally getting the recognition after all this time, because everything that everybody's saying about him now, that stuff that he's been doing since last year.
You know what? It struck me today, and how I don't know if I'm using the right term, if it's irony or kismet or whatever the case may be. You know who the sponsor of the Legends of Basketball Showcase was in Chicago?
I do not.
Okay, Victronics. Okay, does anyone know what Victronics is? No, you guys are doing a really good job of just nodding your heads. It comes across on radio so well. Thanks, folks. Victronics makes the Swiss Army knife. The manufacturer of the Swiss Army knife sponsored that tournament. And Dayton's Swiss Army knife, Tumani Kamara, and the other Swiss Army knives on this team, Kobe Brea, and, you know, Mustafa Amseel, yeah, and R.J. Yeah. Blakeney, and Deron Holmes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A team of Swiss Army knives was able to win that game.
No, I agree, and I want to give Kobe Brea, let's put a little perspective on it, because you're a very humble guy, but I don't know if people really understand how amazing it is what you're doing right now. So people knew you were out to start the season, but what they don't know, you were dealing with that for a long time. We won't get into how long, but that was something you were dealing with for a long time. One, just a couple weeks before the season, just a nagging injury. We'll leave it at that. Well, so you missed a lot of the preseason in terms of being able to condition yourself and get ready, right? The reps, the rhythm, the chemistry, everything you talked about, you're missing all of it. You come back, you get sick. And guys are in and out, lineups and the chemistry and all that. So you honestly have not been able to fully prepare yourself at all, even to this point. You have to play yourself into shape in the middle of the season. Oh yeah, by the way, we need to play point guard and this and that, and you're not even in shape yet. Yeah. And I'm laughing because it's in Chicago. I don't know if people saw this. You were dying out there. your chest was on fire, and you asked for a sub because you're going to fall out. Yeah. But you did all of that. One turnover, primary ball handling responsibilities, made some big shots defensively. We're not even talking about your defense, how excellent your defense was. And you're still not even 100%. That's a big deal. What are you doing to get yourself back to 100% quicker? Are you doing extra reps? Is there anything in there? What are you doing that people don't see off the court to get you back to 100%?
One thing about me that I feel like maybe the people on the outside don't really know, but my teammates and my coaching staff and everybody knows, is I'm a hard worker. That's something that I've always had since I was a small child. And I put in work before, after practice, long nights, early mornings, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, right now for me as well, it's also just being smart about it, you know.
Right.
Because if it was up to me, I'd work all day.
Right.
But now it's just, like, limiting the stuff that I do at the same time and being smart, because I don't want to, you know, cause re-injury or anything like that. But at the same time, just knowing that I'm being put in the heat of the battle right now, it's kind of the middle of the season, right before conference, and I know that I have to be ready, you know, for whatever is needed. And, you know, I'm just doing all that just to try to maintain focused and poised and in shape as much as possible.
All right. Dayton with one more non-conference game tomorrow night against Alcorn State. Can you stick around for just a little bit longer?
Of course.
Okay. Kobe Brea. We'll have more with him, more with Brooks Hall. We have more on the Flyer Insider. We're live at Frickers, a woman drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
I'm Jason Michaels from the WHIO News Center with our top local story. Sunday was a deadly day on Miami Valley roadways. And in Harmony Township, a truck went off I-70 near Route 40, killing a 44-year-old driver Sunday. Troopers believe alcohol may be a factor in that crash. And a 73-year-old woman was killed in a two-vehicle accident around noon, Salem Avenue in Harrison Township, the location there. While you may be sending yourself across the country for Christmas, millions more are sending packages. WHIO's Kayla McDermott is at the Amazon Distribution Center.
Right now, workers are going through packages and putting them where they need to go.
The distribution center in Kettering is the last stop packages take before ending up at customers' doors. More than half of 17.5 million users who responded to a Twitter poll created by billionaire Elon Musk over whether he should step down as the head of the company voted yes. By the time the poll closed, no immediate announcement from Twitter or Musk about what would happen. Late this week, it's going to get cold. Darned cold.
And an extended period where temperatures will be well below normal.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. We have a weather update for you just ahead.
This is WHIO Continuing News.
Cops in Troy want your help locating a suspect from a theft incident Sunday. Following the incident, police located the suspect's vehicle in a residential area where she fled at a high rate of speed. The vehicle is suspected to have fled from other area agencies, and the concern is the suspect is a danger to the public. Our next scheduled news in less than 30 minutes and immediately when it breaks. Jason Michaels, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk depend on it.
Scattered clouds around as we continue through this evening, dropping back into the 20s. Late tonight, we're down to about 22 degrees. Both partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies for your Tuesday with a high temperature of 39. On Wednesday, back to the upper 30s with partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies. It'll be wet and breezy on Thursday with occasional showers and a high in the low 40s. Much colder weather expected by Friday. Snow showers at times along with gusty winds that could be as high as 40 to 50 miles per hour and temperatures in the teens, wind chills below zero. We're going to keep it cold right on through the weekend. I'm Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist McCall Varidags on Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
Now a look at WHIO Triple Team Traffic.
Our freeway system is in good shape this evening, not seeing any problems. Taking a look at eastbound on I-70 from State Route 49 to I-675, that's a 21-mile drive, and you can get there in 23 minutes. And then just one accident in Dayton at North Gettysburg Avenue and West Hillcrest Avenue. I'm Will Taylor, WHIO Triple Team Traffic.
Remember, today you listen to News and Talk on WHIO.
If you have Medicare and Ohio Medicaid, you could get more with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, like a $0 premium Medicare Advantage plan that includes medical, hospital, and prescription drug coverage, plus more than $8,000 per year in benefits, like dental, vision, hearing, and over-the-counter health items and groceries. That's more than $8,000 in benefits just for you. Call 866-336-1916 now to get more than $8,000 in extra benefits with an Anthem Medicare plan. That's 866-336-1916. Call 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. For complete details of coverage and limitations, please contact your agent or the health plan. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is an HMO D-SNP plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with the Ohio Medicaid program. Enrollment in Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield depends on contract renewal. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Community Insurance Company, independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Anthem is a registered trademark of Anthem Insurance Companies, Inc.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Last chance for the Steelers.
It's the season for miracles. And on the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, NFL Network is celebrating in style on Christmas Eve.
Let's go, man!
Raiders.
At the goal line, grabbed it!
Steelers.
Throws it down the field.
You've got to be kidding me!
Live in prime time, the Holiday Classic. Christmas Eve at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network.
Attention Dish customers. Dish Network pulled WHIO-TV off the air, depriving you of your favorite programming. That means no sports, local news, weather, traffic, or the shows you love. Call Dish now at 1-800-333-3434 and tell them to put WHIO-TV back on the air.
Guys, 2022's been a roller coaster year, so spoil her this Christmas by giving her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order today, and Pajamagram will also include a free matching naturally nude nightie with the purchase of naturally nude pajamas. That is free gift packaging and a free naturally nude nightie when you order today. Just go to pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com.
You're listening to the Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Sometimes they don't have the weather. Hey, I think we're back here. Yeah, we're back here at Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirit. Larry Hanskin with you on the Flyer Insider. Kobe Brea, a sophomore out of New York City, is with us here tonight, along with Brooks Hall, who got the word this past week. He's going into the University of Dayton Athletic Hall of Fame, and there'll be a special luncheon that day, and then at halftime, the official induction takes place, and he will enter the Hall of Fame, and I get to announce that.
I wouldn't want anyone else to do it.
I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a real treat. Kobe Brea with us here tonight. Dayton, we said the one more game before the Flyers head into a little bit of a Christmas break. So let's talk about home. You get some time off. You get to go home. Back to New York City. Don't be thinking beyond Alcorn State, but are you already looking forward to it?
Definitely. You know, like you said, can't look past Alcorn State. That's the main priority for now, but it's always good to go home and just be around family, especially during this time, holidays and everything. So I'm really looking forward to it. Just want to spend time with my little brother, my mother, and all of them. So yeah, it'll be good.
You've got a very supportive family. I know family's very important to you, and they have been part of your UD experience. Obviously having fans being supportive of you, teammates being supportive of you, what's it mean to have family in your corner?
Family's everything to me, and that's one of the reasons I love Dayton so much, because I honestly feel family when I'm here. You know, it's like home away from home. But, you know, there's nothing like my parents and my little brothers and grandparents and all of them. Just to have them after a tough game, good game, whatever it is, you know, they're always at your corner, and they're always going to give you that same love. So that's something I always appreciate.
You know, and here's the thing, and this is every team is different. Every year is different. One of the things that I think is unique about this team is the families. And I think your family, Deuce's family, Zimmy's family, I can go up and Mally's family, I can go up and down the line. They are – Flyer fans. I mean, yeah, I mean they're on team Kobe, but they're as much on team Flyers as they are being a personal definitely. Kobe fan. Is that a safe analysis?
Oh, definitely. My parents, you know, whether I was playing or not, they're tuned in. You know, they're watching all the games, they're supporting on social media and everything. And like you said, it's all just a big family, you know. My parents support all the other players. They text them, make sure that they're good and everything, tell them good game. My father, he's like a coach to us. he'll text the players like, man, you had a good game, but you got to work on this. You know what I mean? So it's just a whole big family, honestly.
Yeah, I saw your dad, and I said, just I said, just be patient. Be patient. Yeah. And I could tell he was sharing some of the frustration you were having. Mm-hmm. And I said, just a matter of time. And lo and behold, I think the lid is off.
Yeah, so tell me, all right, so I don't want to get into projection. I'm going to put you on the spot. Get ready to tell me, give me projection, prediction. We won't do that to you today. But, you know, what's a short-term goal for you? And I'm not talking player of the year or anything like that. Yeah. Just in terms of your recovery and being able to impact the team at the level you want to. Like, what are you focusing on most? Is there one thing or is there multiple things?
I say probably the biggest thing for me right now is just to keep working to get in shape, you know. I just want to make sure that throughout the season I'm able to get in the best shape possible because I know that'll help me have impact on our team and the games that we're going to be playing. I feel like it's really important to have everybody on our roster at 100%, you know, ready to give everything that they can. So just for me to get back in shape to, you know, the best to my ability and be able to impact my team as much as possible.
Give us some insight into the preparation too, as far as a shooter. When you're healthy, how many shots you get up in a given day?
Oh man, it's hard to tell. I spend the night with the gun, with the shooting gun. I say probably before practice, I like to get my 200 shots. Throughout practice, you know, we get reps, but it's more about, you know, like team oriented plays and stuff like that. And then I'll come back in the night usually and try to get 500 makes. So that's something that Coach Grant told us about. That NBA players, you know, somebody like Damian Lillard, they'd make sure to get 500 makes every day. And that's something that's kind of stuck with me since
makes.
My freshman year.
Yeah, not 500 shots. You makes. 500 makes.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of reps in.
Yeah, we don't shoot to shoot. We shoot
that's
to
right.
Make, so.
Shoot 500 makes, I'd still be there.
You know, it's that's the work ethic that we're kind of talking about, the things that people don't, you know, really see or think about, I mean, to be at this level. Point guard. Now, we talked a little off the record, right, or off the air, and you're talking about coming in high school, you used to bring the ball up the court. Yeah. You know, that was something. And then when you come into the college level, it's a lot of continuity, not a whole lot of ball handling involved. You start to lose, you know, your confidence, and now you all said, hey, you're a point guard, or going to have some primary ball handling responsibilities. What are you doing? Are you doing extra ball handling reps? Where's your confidence at? Because you look very confident in Chicago. Was that a fluke?
I'll be honest, I feel like it's all about just having that level of confidence, like you said. I feel like you could put in as much work as you want in anything, but if you don't have that confidence, you know, it'll be really hard for you to be successful. And I feel like I had the confidence, and most importantly, my teammates had trust. My coaching staff had trust in me, and I feel like that's what really made it a lot easier for me, just to know that, you know, it's okay. Like, there might be some mistakes. It might be hard at times, but they're going to be with me through it all.
I have one important question. Mike, okay, leadership, you're in year three. You know, you're basically into your third year being here. Some other veterans, maybe on paper, were sophomores, and you know, but you've been here a while.
Yeah.
Mike being a new guy, he's got the weight of literally a nation on his shoulders.
Two
right?
nations.
Two nations,
yeah. Liar Nation and Mongolia.
Two nations. The pressure, and then, you know, he struggled up, the little foul trouble, and then I knew he was going to struggle in the second half because you can't sit for 30 real-time minutes and then get thrown back. I figured he would struggle a little bit. How does he handle that, and what do you guys do to help him through the ups and the downs of an inconsistent freshman? He's a freshman. It's going to happen.
I'll be honest, to begin with, it's really impressive to see how he's handling everything, you know, just being a freshman and having that weight on his shoulders, like you said, from not only Flyer Nation but Mongolia as well. It's a big deal, you know, and that's something that we all take into consideration. And him being a freshman, you know, we know that he's going to have his mistakes and his little battles, but he's been handling it really, really well. And not only that, but, you know, he has the support of, like, all of us, all everybody on the team, the coaching staff as well. And like you said, you know, I'm on year three now, so I'm able to talk a little bit and, you know, give some knowledge of my own. And even though, you know, I'm not too familiar with the point guard position here in college, but, you know, we've got people like Mally and Kobe Elvis that they're all in his ear, you know.
Okay.
What I mean? And that's something that it goes a long way, just to know that, you know, you have two of the best guards in the nation, in my opinion, and they're able to help you. And he's been doing really good, so I feel like it's all a matter of time. I feel like he still has a lot to learn, and he's only going to keep getting better.
Dayton Flyers now 7-5. One more non-conference game tomorrow night, Alcorn State. We got one more break, and then we'll be back for the last portion of the Flyer Insider as we are here live at Frickers, Woodman Drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
The 50,000-watt giant of Miami Valley Radio. From Lima to Kentucky, Columbus to Indianapolis. The station that cares about every town in between. We love this region as much as you do. Covering weather, traffic, and news is still our number one priority. Nothing is more important as keeping radio local, in touch with the community, and relevant to you and your family. Welcome to the legendary 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
She was 27 years old. She got in her car and took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies as we continue through this evening. Temperatures dropping back into the 20s. I'm Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist McCall Vardags on Dayton Severe Weather Station 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, we're back here. I've coaxed Kobe Brayan to stay in a couple more minutes with us here to wrap up the show. But, it went by quick. It just feel like we're just kind of scratching the surface. Dayton now 7-5, one more non-conference game tomorrow night against Alcorn State. Atlantic 10 play begins a week from Wednesday at home against Duquesne. And really, that early start to A-10 kind of cuts into your Christmas a little bit, doesn't it, Kobe?
It does. I feel like, we're all just super excited to finally see the standings now being 0-0. It's all about conference play. And, it's all about – we feel like we have a really good opportunity to dominate, to do good things in the A-10.
You guys have a bullseye on your back. I mean, you have it to a certain degree in non-conference play. Someone comes in, like Alcorn State's going to come in tomorrow night, and this is their Super Bowl. It's the Masters. It's Game 7 of the World Series, whatever, and they get to play the Dayton Flyers. Right. And, the same thing in the A-10. You're not the most beloved team in the Atlantic 10 because I think people are jealous because we've got a great arena, great fan base. So, knowing that you're going to get somebody's best shot every night, does that kind of feed the fire in you?
Oh, yeah, that motivates us. And it's something that Coach Grant has preached to us since my freshman year, since I've been here, is that, when Dayton comes on the court, everybody's going to give their best game, and it's their biggest game, So it's something that we expect, and that's why we understand that, at the start of the game, start of the second half, whatever the case may be, they're going to give their best shot. And we got to be ready to give ours. So
I mentioned the World Series, and I don't want to forget about this, is that you got a chance this summer to throw out the first pitch at Citi Field before a Mets game. Yep. Tell what was that like?
Oh, it was awesome. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous. Walking up to that mound, man, my heart was pounding. But it was a great experience, just to be there. And most importantly, I had my family there with me, so that definitely made it a lot more comfortable for me. But it was an amazing experience, and I really enjoyed it.
I didn't see it. Did you throw a strike?
Man, what?
I did. I apologize, but did you throw a strike?
I did. It wasn't the fastest or nothing, but it was a strike, though.
Nah, like a real strike or like real you just strike. Got it to the mitt? Like,
a real strike.
I'm going to look at it. I don't believe him.
You know what? And the key, if anyone ever has a chance to throw out a first pitch, the key is don't throw it like a baseball. Because if you do that, you'll bounce it.
Okay?
You got to throw it like a football. It just release up high, and let it come in that way. And that way, it looks great from the seats. It looks great on video, and you got that for the rest of your life. So if you're able to throw out a first pitch sometime, remember that. Don't throw it like a baseball. Throw it like a football.
Okay.
So it's a time of year where you don't have to go to class for a while. Mm-hmm. And I know final exams is rather grueling. So the next 2 weeks outside the time you get to spend home with your family, it's just basketball. Is that – do you look forward to that?
I think every collegiate athlete looks forward to it. But we definitely do just because, you know, we get the opportunity to spend more time together and be around each other more. So I feel like this time will definitely help us as a team as we, you know, keep building our chemistry and on and off the court. I feel like that's really important.
You know, this team has got, you know, just an unbelievable upside to it. And I think I think your strength is your togetherness. And I look out there. There have been times this season where I look out, and there's five guys from five different countries on the floor. You know, literally. You know, you got players from all points of the world, and you all come together. What's the secret? How can guys with such a diverse background, you know, come together as well as you guys have?
That's the beautiful thing about basketball. You know, it brings everybody together. But I feel like it was all about the stuff that we went through during the summer. You know. Although we shared a lot of adversity together, and I feel like that's something that builds us as a team. But having a whole summer, like I said, well, basically two now because we're returning most of our team, just to have all that time together and be around each other for so long now, and we all feel like we're genuinely each other's brothers, you know, and that's something that I feel like everybody could see on the court, just the way that we carry ourselves and the way that we pick up anybody. And we're all brothers, honestly.
Go hard. You know, the thing is, though, is that I'm impressed with how well y'all get along, yeah. And yet how absolute in your face you guys are in practice as far as getting after each other. You take it right up to that point, and then you know when to stop where being competitive stops before it becomes combative. You know, so with that being said, who's the one guy that you like, oh, man, I do not want to have to go up against him?
I'll be honest. I feel like it's everybody. We're all super, super competitive, but it probably has to be my brother, Mally. You know, he's somebody I grew up playing with, and we all know when he's guarding you, it makes everything very, very difficult. He's going to pick you up 94 feet, and he's super fast. He's a little smaller than me, so he's all up in me and everything, but – definitely between him or maybe RJ Tamani, man. The list goes on because we have so many people that they're just really good, you know. And I feel like our talent, our skill sets, everybody's just really talented and gifted. So it's really hard to pick one specific person.
Well, that's what makes what makes you better is yeah. You got to, you know, push yeah. each other.
And exactly. He'll know this. Kobe, and I was at a practice. All great teams, there's a point in practice where you almost – come to blows. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how you push each other. I was at one of your practices this year. Yeah. But what's beautiful about it, though, is you kind of talked about after you almost literally get into a physical fight, you come back up, you dap each other up, you hug it out, and, yeah. and you get back to the mission. Yeah. How quickly, you know, I guess when I see you guys, the ups and the downs, right now we're up. Mm-hmm. Right now we're up. It's basketball. There's going to be a low at some yeah. point. It's going to happen. No, hopefully we win during that low. But there's going to be a game we don't play well or we don't – is there a guy or two who's kind of your vocal leader? Like, so we see that Tamani's the visual. He's kind of the glue. We kind of see that, right? Deron, when he's up, his energy's up, he's kind of that high-energy guy, yeah, right? Yeah. Molly's out, but that was kind of his thing. Yeah. Is there a vocal guy behind the scenes that you would tab that's kind of the guy that's in people's ears? Come on, just, you know, that we can turn to.
I feel like somebody that really goes and notices is Kobe Elvis, you know. Kobe Elvis, he's a great teammate. And I feel like he knows when the energy's down, he knows when it's high, and he's really quick to pick us up and bring us back to reality, whatever the case may be. So I give him a lot of credit for that. And I also feel like, you know, we just all have each other's backs. Like, we all do a great job of communicating with each other, being vocal and understanding that, you know, it's not the end of the world when we have a bad game, when we have a good game, whatever the case may be. There's more games to come, and we just got to stay mission focused.
Sure. I tell you what, you used a term that has gone out of style in this day and age of, you know, of the portal and all that's happening in athletics, both college and professionally. Teammate, mm-hmm. teammate, the value in being, you know, guys that want to be a good teammate. I hope it's not a lost art, but I'm glad to hear you say. Of a teammate, yeah. that he's a great teammate, yeah. and that he's not alone yeah. on in being described that way on this group of players.
Definitely.
That's super. All right, listen, we have run out of time. We've kept you longer than I told you I was going to keep you here, so I appreciate your patience,
it's
Kobe.
Been great.
I'll see you tomorrow night, but if I don't get a chance to say it then, Merry Christmas to you. Have safe travels, and a Happy New Year to you as well.
Same thing to everybody that's here as well.
All right, that wraps it up here on the Flyer Insider. On behalf of Kobe Brea and also Brooks Hall, Billy Heening, our engineer producer, I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone. Merry Christmas. We'll see you at the arena tomorrow night when Dayton takes on Alcorn State.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.